There is a din to that Rabbanan that in order to enable them to marry and be Mekayim through Urvu, we force them actually to be Meshachar. Now, the status, theoretically, of Chatzi Avid, again, I need to give you a few Yesodas before we go into the Michas Chinuch per se, because he's assuming a lot of knowledge here. Of course, if you learned everything until Mrs. Yibram, you would have encountered Chatzi Avid, Chatzi Avid Chavin probably 5,000 times, so you'd have all that knowledge, but, you know, Yibram is towards the end of the Torah. The status of Chatzi Avid, Chatzi Ben Chayrin can perpetuate itself over more than one generation. For example, the situation would be the following. What if you have a regular Yisrael who has intercourse with a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin? Now, he's not allowed to do that, but let's say he has intercourse with a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin. So, what is the status of his child? Now, again, look at it this way. A Yisrael that is Baal HaShivcha, the kid is an Eved. A Yisrael that's Baal HaBas Chayrin, the kid is a Jewish Ben Chayrin. So, if she's a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin, the child of a Yisrael HaBa Al Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin, let's assume he's a male child, is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Now, it's important that you see that that's not true the opposite way. If you had a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, that is Baal Bas Yisrael, the child is going to be Jewish totally. And of course, that's inescapably the case, because even if it would have been 100%, well, a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is not going to be worse than a 100% Eved. What's the halacha if an Eved Kanani has relations with a Bas Yisrael? So we paskin, either a Goy or an Eved Kanani, Haba al Bas Yisrael, the child is a regular Jew. So if that's true, for a 100% Eved, the child is going to be a regular Jew, a Chatzi Eved for sure. Okay, so be sure you got this right. The only way you can have a second generation, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, is only if the mother is a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin. So then, actually, it really makes a difference who the father is. The father could be an Eved, the father could be a Goy, or the father could be a Yisrael. The child of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben, I'm sorry, the child of a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin, is going to be a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Okay? Now, if you understand that, you can understand that for the mitzvah of Yibum, it's possible for the Yavam to be a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, but still have a brother. For example, let's say Reuven, the man, right? Reuven is a man, and Reuven has two wives. One wife is a regular Bas Yisrael, and one wife is a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chorin. She's not allowed to marry, but whatever. He has two boys, one boy from the Yisraelis, and one boy from the Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chorin. Right? Talk about, you're not supposed to discriminate in the status of your children, but one child is a regular Yisrael, and one child is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. But you see, the part of the person that's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, you see, an Eved has no yichus to his father. But a Ben Chayrin has a yichus to his father. So halachically, the Chatzi Ben Chayrin would be considered to be a brother of the other one. But the Chatzi Eved is like a bifurcated personality. He is related to his brother via his Tzad Ben Chayrin. He's not related to his brother via the Tzad of Eved. Although the whole person was produced from the same father. Okay? So this is important. So a first generation Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin has no yichus at all. He has no relatives at all. But the child of a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chorin could have a brother, could have all of these things. Okay. So based on this, okay, a few more ideas. Now, if you remember, And you'll actually see this in HaShaleach, and also in Yevamos, there are many sugyas. And that is, the halacha has, I think I said it last week, but I'll repeat it. The halacha has a very interesting asymmetry, meaning it's not an equivalent thing, between a chatzi shibcha, chatzi bas chorin, and a chatzi evet, chatzi ben chorin. And that is the following. If a chatzi evet, right, an evet cannot have kedushin, a ben chorin could have kedushin. What's the din of a chatzi evet, chatzi ben chorin is makadish and isha? Now again, he's certainly not allowed to have relations, that's pashut, but we're simply asking, is the kedushin valid? Right? So the Gemara in Yevamos has a bayat olayipshita. Do I say that since she cannot be mekudeshes to all of him, there's no kedushin at all? Or do I say she's mekudeshes to the tzad cheres and he has to give a get? So it's a bayat olayipshita. So when it comes to the man that's a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin, it's either a kedushin or it's not a kedushin. If it's a kedushin, if she commits adultery, she's chayavas misa. If it's not a kedushin, it's nothing. So it's all or nothing. It's a bayat layipshita. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that is a suffek deraisa l'chumra, that you have to be machmir, but it's only a suffek kedushin. On the other side of the coin, if a Yisrael is makadesh, a chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin, the other way around, a Yisrael is makadesh, a chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin, for sure it's a kedushin, but it falls within the parsha of shifcha charufa. Now what is that? The Torah tells us that there's a shifcha charufa is literally this case. It's a chatzi shibcha chatzi bas chayrin. And it says she's mekudeshes by an eved ivri. Now an eved ivri is actually allowed to live with her because he could live with the shibcha kedainis or the bas Yisrael. But the Rambam and other Rishonim learn it's labdavka eved ivri. Anybody that's mekadesh is shibcha charufa. It's a good kedushin. It's a good kedushin. But it's a limited type of marriage in the sense that if she's mezana, she's not chayeves misa, nor is the one she's mezana with chayev misa. She does need a get, but there's no chayev misa. Rather, there's a special gezeiras hakosov, she gets malchus. She gets malchus. And the man that's mezana with her brings a korban asham. This is called the asham, right? If you say ezeo mekomen shel zvachim, there's a mention of Asham Shifcha Charufa. And in fact, it's an unusual korban because he is mechuyev to bring the Asham Shifcha Charufa, the mezana. It's a mezana, even if he did it b'mezid. It's unlike a korban chatas, which is b'shayeh, the Asham Shifcha Charufa is even b'mezid. So what is being described here? What's being described here is, it is a marriage. If it wouldn't be a marriage, there would be no korban or malchus. But it's a weaker type of marriage. It's a weaker type of marriage where instead of misa, there is only malchus and korban. So, and this is right, this is derived from the parsha of shifcha charufa. Charufa is a rare word. In fact, it's only used once in the Torah. And charufa is a form of erusin. Shibcha necharefes liish means mu'ureses liish. But the Torah uses a different word, charufa, to show that unlike regular erusin, where if a woman is mezana, she's chayeva skila, naira hamurasa, this is charufa. So it's a different form of erusin, for which there is only korban or malchus. So the point that's interesting is that you see that the kedushin of a chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin is treated differently than a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin, although we don't necessarily have a svara for that, because the issue is identical, because half of you are capable of kedushin, half of you isn't. So what do you do with it? So we treat it differently on the man's side and on the woman's side, that when it's a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin, we have the parsha of shivcha charufa. By a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, we have a bayat lo yipshita, where we paskin, it's a suffek kedushin, which means theoretically it's even misa, but certainly would be a suffek kedushin d'oraisa. Okay. All right, so that's kind of some general knowledge about the chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, and the chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin. Now, coming to Yibum itself, you have to remember that Yibum has both, this is general Yibum, has both a lo sasa and an ase. There is a lo sasa in the Torah, lo siya eishas hameis hachutza liyish zor. That when a woman falls liyibum because her husband has died, without children, and we don't care, by the way, if the children are from her or from some other wife. In other words, if the husband has children, and by the way, children includes, even if all of his children died, if he has grandchildren or great-grandchildren, right, they are considered children. But if there are no children and no descendants of children, there's an iser d'oraisa that she cannot be with another man, and that love is called by Chazal the Isser of Yevama Lushuk. Lo siya eisha same sachutza liyish zor. It's a love. If a woman either marries another man or even lives with another man before there's Yibam or Chalitza, it's not adultery because she's not married to anybody, but there's a love of Yevama Lushuk for which she gets Malkus. For which she gets Malkus. She and the man, Yevama Lushuk. In addition, there's the mitzvah saseh of Yibam. Now, one other thing about Yevama Lushuk, and that is, what is the din generally about arayas and prohibited marriages? In other words, if a person is over and is makadesh, someone that he's not allowed to be with, so he's not allowed to be with them, that's for sure, but is the kedushin chal that he needs to get? What's the halacha? So once again, you have to know a basic bit of knowledge. There is a nafgamina between chayve lavin, meaning where it's only an isra of a lo sasa, and chayve kares or misa. By chayve kares or misa, we paskin ein kedushin tofsin. That if you are makadosh, a person's makadosh achaysa, since achaysa is a chiyav kares, a person is mekadesh imai, imai is a chiyav misa. The kedushin is not chal at all. You don't need a get, it is absolutely nothing at all. But when it's only a lo sasa, then when you're mekadesh, we paskin chayve lavin, kedushin is taisa. Now that doesn't mean you're allowed to live, but it means you need a get. So what's an example of chayve lavin? A mamzer, if somebody is a mamzer. Mamzerim are created by chayve krisis, but marrying or living with a mamzer is only allowed. Well, you have a mamzer, b'chalakim. So if a person, if a mamzer is makadosh abas Yisrael, or a Yisrael is makadosh mamzeris, is it a kedushin? You need to get. If a kohen is makadosh a grusha, is he allowed to be makadosh a grusha? No. Is he allowed to live with a grusha? No. But is it a valid kedushin? Yes. And he has to give her a get, right? Because it's chayve lavin, right? So we make a chilkin chayve lavin, chayve krisa. So let's apply this to Yevama Lushuk. By Yevama Lushuk, right, there's an isur d'oraisa that when a woman falls liyibam, it is forbidden for another man to be with her until there's Yibam. Of course, after Yibam, she's an Eshet Tzeis, but, or Chalitza. So let's say a man is Makadesh, a Yevama. Is it a valid Kedusha? So here, we come into a little bit of a surprise. Logically, you would have concluded it is a valid Kedusha, because you would have said, hey, if a person is over on Yavama Lashuk by having intercourse with her, it is only a low sasa, it is not a chiyav kares. And since the normal rule is chayve lavin, kedushin is tofsim, so I would have said Yavama Lashuk, kedushin is tofsim. That would have been your logic. And yet, it's actually a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and both opinions say, well, one opinion says it's not tofis at all, and the other opinion says it's a suffix. Why would Yavama Lashuk be different? Because Yavama Lashuk has a certain peculiarity in its wording. For Mamzer, the Torah says, lo yavo, there's an issur of intercourse. For Yavama Lashuk, it says, lo siya, she shall not be to an issur. Now, siya normally refers to havaya, which is marriage. And lo siya, does lo siya mean she's not allowed to be married to another man? Or does it mean she cannot be married to another man? In other words, she cannot, meaning you can't create a marriage. It's a different lashon. Lysia can actually mean there cannot be havaya. According to Rav, that's exactly what it means. Yavamo lashuk ein kedushin taifsim. Ein kedushin taifsim. Shmuel treats it as a suffix. A suffix, meaning maybe tofes, maybe not tofes. But so she needs to get the chumra. But there is a tzad that, but she couldn't go get nisa for being mezana, let's say, under the guy that was mekadesh her, because maybe she's not married. So the point to keep in mind, therefore, is notwithstanding the fact that we are normally mechalik between chayve krisis and chayve lavin, Yavama Lashuk is an exception. Either the kedushin is not tofes at all, or the chalapach is it would be a suffek kedushin. Okay, so you have to keep all of this in mind, and then we'll see the Mishnah Tzinich raises some very, very interesting possibilities. He says the following. Okay, there are really three cases that he considers, although maybe we'll only get through one of them today. One is where the mace, right now, I already told you how it's shayach for a chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen to have a brother. So the three scenarios that we're going to consider is where the brother who died was a chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen, and she falls liyibum to a Yisrael, a regular Yisrael. The second case is the opposite. A regular Yisrael dies, and she falls liyibum to a chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen. In other words, the chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen can either be the mace or the yavam. And the third scenario, which is already a different case, is what if the woman was a chatzi shifcha, chatzi bas charen? A Yisrael dies and she falls liyibum. Right? So the three things we can focus on is mace, yavam, or isha. And each of these, and again, to be simple, we will look at, combining the variables wouldn't really add anything. I mean, I could tell you both of them are chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen, but to keep it simple, we'll just look at, you know, one at a time. The meis chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen, his brother is a regular Yisrael. And how did you produce that situation? Because their father had relations with the chatzi shib, chatzi bas charen, and had a chatzi eved, and had a son from another wife, right? So the meis could be the one, or the yavam could be the one. And the other one is the woman, which is a separate part. So the woman just, okay, but we'll skip that for now. Okay, so let's first look at the mace. The mace was a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, who purportedly married a woman and then died. Now, what can the Yisrael do? So let's ask two questions. Is there an issue of Yavama Lashuk? And is there a mitzvah of Yibam? And how would that mitzvah be fulfilled? Both sides of it. So, remember the Gemara in Yevamos that says, and we Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, the kedushin is only a suffek kedushin. So when the mace died, leaving a wife who's a chatzi, the mace is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, and he left a wife, it's only a suffek if he's married to her. Yeah? It's a suffix if he's married to her. So, the Mishnah Tzinich says quite logically that we would make the following arguments. Since it's only a suffek if he was married to her, because he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, if she went ahead and had relations with another man, she couldn't get malchus because of Yevama Lashuk, because maybe she's not a Yevama. If she's not married to the mace, maybe she's not a Yevama at all. She's just a single woman. So, with respect to Yevama Lashuk, the answer is fairly simple. She's certainly not allowed to be with another man, because maybe she's married and is therefore a Yevama. But if she was Mizana with another man, she wouldn't get Malkus, because the Kedushin is only a Suffek Kedushin. Okay, that's relatively simple, meaning she is what we call a Suffek Zekuka. A little introduction about this word. Again, if you learn Yevamis or even the Mishnayos, this is a very familiar word, but it doesn't pop up in that many other places, although Maseches Megillah has one reference to it. The relationship of a Yavam to a Yevama, which is not marriage, but it's a relationship that prohibits her from living with somebody else. The term that is used is Zika. Zika means a connection. In fact, even in modern Hebrew, when we say you have a connection to something, you know, when you say that somebody has no feeling for Ruchnius, we say, Ein lo shum zika lo kedusha, or something like that. And that really comes from the Gemara's phrase of the relationship of a Yavam to a Yavama, is zika. So zika is the name of the relationship, and when a woman has that relationship, she is called a zakuka. So a zakuka is a woman that has zika. That's the phrase. So this woman is called a, right, this is the wife. Remember, she's a regular Yisraelis. She's not a chatzi shekka. She's a regular Yisraelis. Her husband, Suffolk husband, is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. So the Minchas Chinuch says her status is going to be a safek zakuka. As a safek zakuka liyivam, she's certainly not allowed to be with another man. But she couldn't, she or he could not get Malkus because maybe she wasn't married. The Seder. Okay, step two. Is there any problem with the Yavam, who's a regular Yisrael, is there any problem with the Yavam being Miyaben, this woman? So, Lechaira, although the Midrash Sinek will give you a big surprise here, Lechaira, Mimanavshach, he should be able to marry this woman. Because look at the cheshbon. If his brother's kedushin is a good kedushin, which is a safek, she's a yavama. He could be miyavim. If his brother's kedushin is not a good kedushin, she's an unmarried woman. So he could marry her. Right? So the chayra, it would appear the following. Misafek, she cannot marry any other person. Misafek, although she wouldn't get malchus. But you would think, bapashtus, mimanavshach, the brother would be able to marry her. Because, now, he'd have to be masna, meaning it would be a little more complicated, because essentially, we're not sure halachically if his marriage of her is a yibum marriage, or his marriage of her is a kiddushin marriage. But Lamaisa, either way. Now, just in terms of factually understanding this, so what would he have to do, so to speak? He's allowed to be with her. So the answer would be this. If you think about this, actually, midrabanan, every yavama, see, the araisa, yibam is just bia. Just has bia with her. There's no kesef, there's no shtar by yavama. Right? But midrabanan, if you look at the first Rashi in Kedushin, the rabbanan were misaken that before you do yibam, you go through a kesef or a shtar in front of witnesses. So Memela, what he would do is the following. What we would tell him to do is that when he gives the kesef or the shtar to the woman, he should make it tonight. He should do it on the following condition. he should say. If the halacha is, we don't know, if the halacha is that my brother's marriage was a valid marriage, and therefore she's my yavama, I am mechaven with this kesef and shtar to fulfill the takanas chachamim of maimer b'yavama. But if my brother's kedushin was not a good kedushin, and therefore she's a penuya, I am mechaven to be kainer her b'yeshes ish by kedushay kesef or shtar. Right? Because he'll go through the motion the same way, because even for your yavama, you have to do maimer midrabana. Right? Maimer is midrabana. So b'chiyai gavne, the Mishchas Chinuch starts off saying, although you're going to see in a moment, a tremendous, amazing monkey wrench he throws into this, that l'chaira, there is no avla at all with the brother marrying her, because he's either marrying a yavama or he's marrying a penuya. And if it's a yavama, he could be miyaben, and if she's a penuya, he could be makadish. So if he does mimer, he would then be allowed to do it mimanifshach.
Yeah. He's not even his brother?
No, so that much we're not going to say, because it's certainly, you could have said that story, but the Mishchus Chinuch says it's pashut to him that since he's a chatzi ben chorin, mitzad the ben chorin, there's an achla, and that would be enough. That would be enough. He says that would not be a suffix. Now, here is where the Mishchus Chinuch says, oh yes, now, alternatively, of course, he could also give chalitza, because mimanefshach, she's either, if she's a yavama, chalitza matches her. If she's not a yavama, she doesn't need chalitza. So a suffix, sekuka, you give chalitza. So the Mishchas Chinuch's initial maskana is that there's a suffix yisra yavama l'shuk, but he could do yibam mimanefshach if he does mimer first. And he could certainly do chalitza mimanefshach. And by the way, whether she would not be allowed to marry a kohen, that would also be a suffix, because a chalitza cannot marry a kohen, but she's only a suffix chalitza. Suffix almana, suffix chalitza. I'm sorry, suffix penuya, suffix chalitza. So chalitza anyway is rabbanan. You never get, a chalitza does not get malchus from marrying a kohen, but it would be a suffix yisra. It wouldn't be a vada yisra. Okay. But here is where the Mishchas Chinuch really gives us a big, big surprise. Although the Chayitz, it is a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara in Yavama, Staf Mem Hei, says the following din, and this is a wild din. It says, if a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Mekadesh a woman. So the Gemara says the following. On the Tzad, now we paskin it's a suffix, but the Gemara says, on the Tzad that it's a good Kedushin. Like, assume, on the Tzad it's a good Kedushin. As he is not allowed to have intercourse with the wife that he married. Why is that so? Because a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, besides the fact that he's an eved, that's also a stam yisur, but a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is regarded as a bifurcated person, is regarded as two people. So it turns out the following. The kedushin, she's only mekudeshes to the ben chayrin. She's not mekudeshes to the eved. So, the tzad avdus is being bayal in Eishas Ish. Who is she in Eishas Ish of? She's in Eishas Ish, talk about split personalities. Right? Who is she in Eishas Ish of? She's in Eishas Ish of his other half, his better half. Right? So, memela, like this. And now the Gemara goes on. It's a Gemara. The Gemara then goes on for a bigger surprise. And since if a woman is mizaneh beratzai, she is usur to stay with the Baal. So it turns out that this is a single person, a chatzi eved chatzi. If it is a kedushin, the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin that lives with his wife, she now becomes neseris alav, and that would mean the following. Even if he's later freed, so now he's as long as he's a chatzi eved anyway, they can't have relations. I mean, that's pashut. But even if he's freed and he's a total ben chayrin now, since the initial kedushin was only to the chatzi ben chayrin, now again it's an interesting characterization because a woman that's mezana is usher to two people. This is fascinating. A woman is usher to her baal, and a woman is usher to her boel. So the question becomes, she is forbidden to him, so Minchas Chinuch says, she's forbidden to the Tzad Cheres because he's the Baal, and she's forbidden to the formerly Tzad Avdif because he's the Boel. Huh? Well, this time and not because it's one Maisa Bia, but technically there are two Shemas here. I don't know, it's a good question because the MS is, the Gemara does say, for example, if you have a woman that is a multiple erva, she has different levels of korva, so even on one maisa bia, you can get two malkas. You can get five malkas, like one maisa. So you're asking, if she has one maisa bia with a man that is both her baal and her boel, is she going to be, it's a good question. You have to see whether Baal and Baal are considered separate lavin. That would be the issue. Are they separate shemos, or it's one love in the Torah in which we're marba? That would depend on that. Oh, so now the Minchas Chinuch says the following idea. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be
Misa? Who says it would be Misa? Oh, the question of, would it be Misa
you
that?
Can't get to Misa.
No, I understand that.
I'm asking the.
He's chayav misa. Because an eved kenani is chayav in mitzvahs. So he'd be chayav misa. Although he's like an isha, but lagabi this. Lagabi arayas, he's like a zocher. Lagabi, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the question would be, how far would you take this? In other words, if we consider him that the chatzi eved is like an eved, that is boel, somebody else's eishes ish, right? That's what the Gemara is assuming. So the question becomes, could he be chayav misa for being with his own wife? Well, the question becomes, you can't split it, right? That's the question. The question becomes, it is the chatzi eved that's chayav misa. I don't know. That's a good question. Are you going to be maimed? In other words, if half of a person is chayav misa and the other half is not, you kill the whole person. Now, on the Maisa, the Gemara in Erchin has a case about a pregnant woman. It's a gay abortion. A pregnant woman who's chayav misa. So it actually says you don't wait unless the birth is imminent. You don't wait until the child is born, and you're maimis the woman, even if you're maimis the blood, but maybe that's not a raya, because we consider the fetus within the woman as a chalik of the woman. It's not this.
You kill the baby first.
Huh? Or you kill the baby first, that's right. Yeah, but in other words, you don't wait and you kill the baby first, so she shouldn't be manuvelis, because we don't want a baby to come out of a dead body. But the Yisaita Dvarim is, you don't wait until the woman gives birth, unless the baby's already started coming out. So what I was thinking is, maybe that means that if the person is chayav misa, you know, you don't look at other parts of a person that aren't chayav misa. Maybe that's a dinyan, maybe it's different, because there the ober is part of the whole woman that's chayav misa, as opposed to a chatzi. I don't know. I guess maybe a modern variant would be Siamese twins. I guess you could actually conjoin. We call them conjoined twins today. We don't call them Siamese twins, but conjoined twins, where good twin, bad twin, right? So bad twin, you know, does serious aveiros. But if you kill bad twin, you're going to kill good twin. It'd be an interesting question. Are you maimis there? In a sense, this is kind of the same shaila with the chatzi eved, chatzi ben charet. I don't know. Mishkas Chinuch does not mention those possibilities. Now, here, another bit of information. I have to go back. What is the din by Yibum generally? When a woman is Mizana Tachas Baila, and then the husband dies without children, is there Yibum of a woman that is Mizana Tachas Baila? Now, in reality, the lav of a woman that's mezana is only baal and bayal. Now the yavam theoretically is not the baal or the bayal. So you could have argued, right, that a woman's anus under her husband should have no effect on yavam. You could have said such a thing. Because she's only ushered to two people, the baal and the bayal, and the yavam is neither of them. And yet, the Gemara in Yavamis absolutely says that's not the case. The Gemara in Yavamis says that we regard a saita, a woman that's mezana, as an erva, not only to the husband, but to the yavam as well. So the bottom line is, once a woman is neseres labayla, there's no yivam or chalitza. So the Mishchas Chinuch's point is the following. Mishchas Chinuch's point is, right, he was trying to say that if the brother who died was a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and he was Makadish, and it's a Sapei Kedushin, Mimanafshach, right, the Yavam would be able to either be Makadisher or be Miyabamer, Zakti Minchas Chinuch, that would only be if the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin never had Bia with her. Because if he had Bia with her even once, on the tzad that there is a valid kedushin, she would be a safek saita. And a safek saita is forbidden to the yavam. Now, again, there is a chiluk between a safek saita and a vadai saita. A safek saita has to get chalitza. A vadai saita doesn't get chalitza. So Mel Minchas Chinuch says, you see the cheshbon here? The yavam would be unable to be miyabim. Because like this. What was the tzad that we said why he should be able? We started off saying the following. She's either married to his brother or she's not married to his brother. If she's married to his brother, she's a yavama, I could be miyabim. If she wasn't married to the brother, she's a panuya, I could be makadish. There's no isser. So memela, the eitzah would be, she falls liyibim or suffek yibim, so do mimer, and then be miyabim, right? Or be bayal. Zakta minchas chinuch, that's going to work if the chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin was makadisher and then died right away. But once the chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin had relations with her, even once, that's going to throw the whole thing off. Because if, now it's a suffix, if there's a valid kedushin, the woman has become forbidden to the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Why? Because the Chatzi Eved is deemed to be Mazana with the Eishes Ish of the Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Once she becomes Neseres, under the din of Saita, the Yavam is not allowed to be Miyavam. Elamai, maybe there's no Kedushin. Well, good. Maybe there's no Kedushin, so she's a Penuya, so it's a Suffolk L'chol HaPachas. But there's no way he would be allowed to be miyabimer because he might be pogeya. In fact, what's going to happen is this. What averis is he doing? Again, I have to clarify this a little bit more. If a woman is a saita and there's no yibam, so what avera is the yavam doing? The yavam is over on the erva of eishesach. Do you get this idea? Remember, marrying your brother's widow is actually an erva in the Torah. It's an erva that is set aside when there's a mitzvah of yibam. When there's no mitzvah of yibam, the erva is eishes ach. This is an important little point. The yavam is not oiver on saita. The iser of saita is only on the baal and the boel. The yavam is not over on the iser saita. But since there's a din that a saita doesn't have yibam, the iser of your brother's widow never went off. So the yavam would be over on a safek iser eishes ach. Because if she was married to the brother and the brother had relations, she's neseres to the brother, to the mace. If she's neseres to the mace, she's a saita. If she's a saita, there's no yibam. If there's no yibam, there's an isra of eishes ach. So, zakti minchas chinuch, if there was a relationship of Bia, even once, with the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he says, the brother would be unable, the Yavam would be unable to be Miyabim, because it's a Safek Isser D'Araisha V'Shesach. On the other hand, she will still need Chalitza. Now you might ask the question, well, wait a second. Well, actually I'm thinking, why would she need Chalitza? Mimanushach. Mimanushach, L'Chayra. No, yeah, L'Chayra, there's no reason she would need Chalitza here, because Mimanushach. If she was married to the brother, she's Nesareh, she's a Saita, there's no Chalitza at all. Elamai, she wasn't married to the brother. If she wasn't married to the, she's not even. Yes, L'Chayra, in this case, I don't know if he spells it out specifically. In this case, L'Chayra, the Minchas Chinuch's Maskana, would lead to the conclusion that such a woman is not a Yavama for sure. She is Muteres L'Shuk. It is forbidden to be Miyabim her. And she does not even need Chalitza, Mimanevshach. Because if she's an Eshes Ach, she's a Saite. And if she's not an Eshes Ach, because Dushan is not Chal, she's a Penui. Right? So this is a big surprise. So on one hand, we start off with the idea that in a case where the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Mekadesher and died before consummating the marriage, Mimanevshach, he would be allowed to be Miyabimer, and he would have to give her Chalitza. Once there was even one Maisa Bia, under those circumstances, she would become a Saita, a Suffolk Saita in this case, because Suffolk Kedushin, and therefore there would be an Isser of Yibam, a Suffolk Isser of Shesach, and Miman of Shach, she would not need Chalitza. Right, so that's a big big surprise of the bifurcated person, in which the single Bia, again, the Misa is a good question, the single Bia, Malkus, the single Bia of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin and a woman he was Makadesh, and a Bas Chayrin he was Makadesh, might mean that she's Neseres to the person, either Mitzad Baal or Mitzad Boyal. The only thing that bothers me a little bit is, you have to keep in mind in this, because that Gemara, obviously from that Gemara we see the following lesson, that if an Eved is Mizana with a Bas Yisrael, the Bas Yisrael is usher to her husband. Right? Because that's the case, because the Chatzi Eved is like an Eved. So you see that the Bia of an Eved ushers. The Bia of an Eved ushers. Now, let me just point out, there's a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara Megillah, I mean, it's Navi's Teres, but just read out. The Gemara asks the Kasha, right? Chazal say that Esther was Mordechai's wife. And Esther used to go back to Mordechai every night. Every time she had relations with Achashverosh, she would get out of the palace and be with Mordechai. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why isn't Esther Neseres al Baila? She's Mazana Baratzen. Right? If it's Baratzen, you know, it says. So Rabbeinu Tam actually says that Bias Eved Kaichavim, the intercourse of a goy, does not asur a woman on her husband. Because the Bia of a goy is considered to be like the Bia of a behema. And Shechiras behema wouldn't asur her to her husband. But again, that's no kasha. In other words, obviously the Bia of an Eved is a totally different situation. An Eved is Jewish. An Eved Kanani is chayav in mitzvahs. An Eved Kanani had tevila. And Eved Kanani had Mila. So what you see from the Gemara Beferish is that even like Rabbeinu Tam, that Bias Akum does not asur a woman. Of course, it asurs her to a Kohen. That's a separate matter, even if she was single. But you know, Bias Akum makes her a halachically what's called a Zaina. But a Bias Akum does not asur an Isha Labaila, even Baratzain. Aber Bias Eved would takas, right? Of course, that's a Chilu. It's not a Mishukash. Yeah. No, it seems from the sugya in the Gemara at least that she was Mutaris to Mordechai. Now, even though, well, there's a question though, because she did say Kashur Avadati, she said, I'll be Asur Baratzin. So Rabbeinu Tam has an Aricha, but all the Rishayim learn the Maisa, she would not be an Ephra. But in terms of the halacha, whether Bias Akum, and they give other reasons, but whether Bias Akum would Asur her, yes, some people are Chavik in Rabbeinu Tam. Some people say Bias Akum Baratzin does Asur. That's a big machlokas Rishayim. we're not like Rabbeinu Tam, that B.S. Akum does not answer. Okay, so this is only the first of three scenarios, so this is our basic coverage of what? The mace was a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and she fell to a Yavam that was not, and the Michas Chinuch was Mechalik, whether there was a real intercourse or there was not intercourse. Okay.